Hello, 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 everyone. Dylan here with a quick message from our sponsors, even though we don't have any sponsors, so it's just me. This episode of the podcast is so much fun. It was one of those experiences where, when going back and editing, I was literally laughing. Molly is such a gem. It was so much fun to experience it again, even though I loved it so much the first time when we were actually recording. And I know that you're going to love it too. She is in Cult of Love on Broadway right now at the Hayes Theater. You know and love her from younger. I mean, she was Lauren. So you already know you're in for a good time because her personality just shines through in this podcast. Anyway, she's in Cult of Love through February 2nd. You've got to check it out. It's a huge star-studded cast. It's got Zachary Quinto, Barbie Ferreira from Euphoria, Shailene Woodley from Big Little Lies, season one. I'm not going to acknowledge season two. And, so many other amazing luminaries, Mara Winningham, Christopher Sears, Christopher Lowell. It's just a great ensemble. We had so much fun with Molly. I know that you will too. And check out Drama Plus if you're feeling generous as you kick off 2025, which is our bonus content platform. You've heard it here first. It's just a couple of extra bonus episodes a month that Connor and I record. It's typically just the two of us doing twin talks where we cover all the latest in pop culture and theater and our personal lives. Plus, you'll get access to our Instagram close friends for only $5 a month. You're truly helping us keep this podcast going. We're weekly. We have a new episode every single week, and so much goes into it from the technical aspects to, the amount of time that it takes. We're a two-man band over here at Drama Headquarters, Drama HQ, if you will. All right, let's get on with the show. Press play. Curtain up and now we're in. It's time to taste the shade and tea to spill. Ooh, drama. Oh, that's a tweet. Did they book? Who got nominated? They option no. Oh, I'm not well. What star will we talk to today? Oh, that's a gag, honey. Say no more. Drama. Drama. Welcome to Drama, a podcast that covers theater,
pop culture,
love,
and life.
I am Connor McDowell.
And I am Dylan McDowell.
Dylan, how are you?
I'm so good. The holidays have been amazing. But I do want to talk to you about something. It's tough. You live in New York. I live in Columbus. It's hard sometimes that things will happen for you. You'll be able to see a show first or a movie will come out first in New York and then I'll be able to catch it.
Yeah.
Queer finally came out.
The new Luca.
The new Luca Guadagnino, which he's been keeping us fed this year.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And I know that
Challengers was supposed to come out last fall.
Oh.
Yes.
Oh, it was a writer's strike push.
They pushed it for the press and everything.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
So it was
Bones and All, Challengers, Queer.
Yes.
What a run.
I know. And he's got something else coming up with Julia Roberts that's apparently an amazing project.
Oh my God. And that new American Psycho, right? Is he doing that?
Yes, he is with Austin Butler.
That's crazy. But
anyway,
I know you saw it. Was it New York Film Festival you got to see it at?
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
I swear we talked about it on this podcast, but
it's possible.
It's one of those things where it didn't, sink in, but I absolutely loved it.
You did.
But I have to say, I sat there in silence and was like, I was that NeNe Leakes meme from Atlanta where she gets the watch and she goes, okay.
No, it's weird.
I was stunned in a way. And then the more that I thought about it and Hunter was like, Dylan, it's about being lonely and being queer. And I was like, oh my God. Like,
yeah.
It was gorgeous.
So good, right? Daniel Craig was amazing.
Yeah. I mean, he has always been fantastic. I love him in queer roles, like in Knives Out.
He does.
He's having a string.
A lot of queer
he's
roles.
Having a string of those.
He
but
does.
But I was, of course, obsessed with Drew Starkey. I mean, it's one of those things like, has anyone ever looked so beautiful on camera? You think like,
I know
that Ripley, it's not
oh,
Ripley.
Jude Law.
Jude Law.
Yeah, Talented Mr.
In Talented
Ripley.
Mr. Ripley. One of
I
the most
know.
gorgeous on-screen
And
performances.
Gwyneth, she looks
Well,
insane in that movie.
yeah. Well, we put respect on Gwyneth's name always.
Period. Period.
But it was just so good. I'm glad that it's been released. I'm glad that so many people were there. I mean, I think that because Drew Starkey has that Netflix Outer Banks thing,
Yeah.
people are going to see it. And maybe even Challengers fans are like, oh, I loved this director.
I'm sure. Although I have a dose of drama about being able to see it because now I'm currently home in Cleveland and trying to see it. And there's a lot of Moana 2s and Sonic the Hedgehogs filling up the screening. So anyway, we'll maybe save that for later. But
Anyways.
wait, last thing about Drew Starkey, his outfits,
Oh, yeah.
insane.
Oh,
He looks
yeah.
so good, just beyond, beyond, beyond. And Leslie Manville playing a wild role at the end of that movie.
Obsessed.
Apparently there's a 3-hour cut that Luca
Okay.
had to whittle it down, whittle it down, whittle it down. So I'm ready for that.
It's like when they had those extended editions of Lord of the Rings and they
It
re-aired
is.
them in theaters. Okay, well, we better get that.
I know, but
Bring back DVDs with extended cuts. That's what I'm saying.
Bring back DVDs with extended cuts and all the bonus features that are just lost to history now. Like, we
Yeah.
don't get bonus features about anything anymore
I know.
because it's not on physical media. Anyway, okay, I'm randomly ranting today, but I'm so excited for our guest, Dylan.
I
We've
can't
loved
believe
her
we
so
got her.
much.
Believe it.
I know. Oh my God. I'm gonna read the intro and bring her in. The vibes are great. And we've got
Yes.
three redheads on one pod.
Oh, this is a rare occurrence because there are so few of us left out there
There
in the
are. There
universe.
are. There are.
So.
But anyway, all right, y'all. Our guest today is currently making her Broadway debut in Cult of Love at the Hayes Theater as Rachel Dahl, a role she previously played at Berkeley Rep. You know and love her from all 7 seasons of Younger as Lauren Heller, as well as featured television roles on Chicago Med, Transparent as the younger version of Judith Light's role, Alpha House, High Maintenance, Blind Spot, The Blacklist, and more, as well as film turns in Richard Linklater's recent film, Hitman, starring Glenn Powell, Dreams and Nightmares, The Intern, Otherhood, Sully, Pay It Forward, Milkwater, and the upcoming Best Man, Dead Man. On stage, lucky audiences have seen her in Revolt, She Said, Revolt Again at Soho Rep, Houseplant at New York Theater Workshop, Accidental Death of an Anarchist, and The Theater is a Blank Page. She is a Yalie, a married woman, a mother, and oh so chic. Please welcome to drama,
Molly
Molly
Bernard.
Bernard.
What an intro. I'm like blushing. I didn't know.
I saw you reacting a little bit like, oh yeah, they got
Just like
that
wild. Cool.
Well, you did mention that you're a mom, and so I do feel like things kind of, you have to move things out of your brain for other things to enter.
Oh yeah, I guess I've had a whole career, but now I'm just my child's mom. I'm just reduced to mom, which is the greatest role I've ever played. So,
They say that.
oh. What mother roles would you love to play on stage or on screen one day? Like any famous mothers you can think of that you want to do?
Yes, I would love to play Arcadina one day. So cliche, but how great would that
I
be
mean.
to just be a Chekhovian mother. Mother. Actually, I think I would want to do like an adaptation of Chekhov. I don't know that I'd want to do like a straight up Chekhov, but
Yeah.
Arcadina would be cool. Okay, there's this other play called Mrs. Warren's Profession that is amazing. Who wrote it? I think it's Shaw. I know it's Shaw.
Is it the oldest profession?
It is. And it's a beautiful play. And it'd be when I was younger, I really wanted to play Vivian the daughter. And now I'm like, well, maybe one day I'll play Mrs. Warren herself.
It's not too late to be Vivian, though. I still feel like you could be a teenager, especially on stage. You can get away with a lot, too.
I don't know. It's wild. I'm such a little, I'm like a 5'2" little shrimp of a person. It's wild. I'm playing, Zach Quinto's wife. So I'm like, I'm a big girl. I'm a big girl now.
5'2" is famously Lady Gaga's height because she named her documentary 5'2".
Oh, that's right. Famously.
It's a good height to
Famously.
be.
It's listen, I have like Chihuahua syndrome. I believe that I'm larger than I am, and I'm just not.
When people see you who know you from television and film, when they see you in real life, are they surprised at your height?
Yeah, and a lot of people that I meet at the stage door are like, "Wow, you seem so tall on stage," which is crazy because Zach is very tall. He's fully like 6'4",
Oh, wow.
and I'm in, tiny heels, so I don't know.
Little kitten heel at the Hayes.
I'm in a heeled boot at the Hayes, actually,
Love.
so it's a little
Okay.
taller than a kitten heel, but not much.
I'll put some respect on your heels. Okay. Well, Molly, I've got to ask, are you well?
Am I well? Okay. Yes, I'm well. Today I'm underslept. This Broadway schedule, the 8 shows a week, it's really wild. I mean, it's funny to be like living your dreams and also be like, I wish I could spend more time with my baby, but that's just the reality of it. Like my baby gets up at 5, and so I get up. I'm on like this biphasic sleep schedule. Amber Gray taught me about biphasic sleeping. So I wake up, I do the baby stuff, and then I go back to sleep to prepare for my evening at the theater.
Oh, so okay. So, what time would you say is your second sleep of the day?
Second sleep. Yeah. Second sleep is usually at 10, 10:30 to 1:30.
We're
We
interrupting that.
interrupted the REM cycle.
Yeah.
Oh my
This is
God.
really tough to hear.
I know.
I'm
I'm devastated. I
so.
want to turn off the camera right now.
No, I'm happy to be here. There, I am half asleep, but I'm really, I'd, it's a sacrifice worth making for you, gentle queer twins.
Thank
Oh,
you.
thank
That
you.
means the world coming from you.
Now, how did you know Amber Gray?
Subway, literally the New York City Transit subway.
Not Subway Eat Fresh.
No, not the fake tuna salad. No, not that. I know Amber through Roberta Calindres, and it was because we were all taking the same train for many weeks when she was rehearsing Eureka Day and we were rehearsing Cult of Love. And we just sparked up this really sweet instant subway friendship. I love her.
Oh my gosh, we're about to record a podcast with her at some
You're
point.
gonna have so much fun. She's an absolute delight. Tell her I love her.
We absolutely
Aww. We'll
will.
do.
So, how old is your little one?
She's almost two, and she's a perfect person.
Now, I don't
Aww.
know, I don't spend much time with babies, but how much are they talking it to?
Okay, this is a great question. Apparently they're doing a lot of like single words, couple of words together, maybe three, four words together, but my child is speaking in full sentences.
But of
And
course.
I'm just like, you get it, girl. You tell me exactly what it is that you want. And sometimes she says to my wife, she says, I don't want mom, because my wife goes by mom. And I'm like, no, baby, we can't say that to mom. We need mom. We need mom so much.
What do you go by?
I go by mama.
Okay, cute. Okay, I
Aww.
love that.
But she calls me mama. So she's decided she's French and speaks full English sentences. I don't know. She's a wild one.
She's a legendary little one.
She's a legendary,
Has she been
legendary legend. Here she is.
cute?
She's so
She's
happy.
really cute.
Does she
She's so
believe in
cute.
Santa Claus?
Well, you know, we're Jewish, so she doesn't really know who he
Of
is.
course.
She knows that Christian hegemony exists. We do have a tiny Christmas tree, much to my wife's chagrin. And she painted her first menorah at daycare the other day, which was really cute.
I believe Hanukkah starts the same night as Christmas this year.
I know, a once in a lifetime event. People are really excited about that.
Wow. I love that
Will
synchronicity.
you do 8 crazy nights of gifts?
Oh no, but we will do 8 crazy nights of lighting all 5 of our menorahs. It's insane that my wife and I do that, but we call it the Festival of Lights.
That's beautiful.
That's so cute. Wait, has your child been to the Hayes Theater at all?
Oh my gosh, yes, she has. She came last weekend and ran around like crazy and had the time of her life.
Is she fond of any of your famous castmates?
She loves Auntie Shay Shay. Loves. Calls her
Wow.
Shay Shay. And she loves Rebecca Henderson very much. Oh my gosh. And Christopher Sears.
Okay, Dylan loves
My
Christopher
new
Sears.
crush. In looking at like all of the, beautiful media that's been
Yes,
put out
yes.
there,
A
I said,
wonderful
"Wait."
person to have a crush on. An absolute human croissant of a person. Delightful.
Thank you for validating
Oh, you're very validated. He's very
that.
special. Very, very
How
special.
are things going at Cult of Love? You're open.
We're open. It's fucking great. Like this play, I did it in Berkeley earlier this year. And, they were like, listen, this is probably going to be, if it goes to Broadway, there's other famous people attached. So you're probably not going to be in it. And I was like, okay, I'll just go to Berkeley and do this leg of it. How wonderful. I love the play. I love Leslie so much. I think she's a brilliant, genius, freak person. She's just extraordinary. And I did it, and it was my first big project, like not just going away for a few days for shooting something here and there, but like my first big thing since giving birth and or since having a kid, what however you want to say it. And I was like, prior to doing Cult of Love in Berkeley, I was like, maybe I love acting. It's really like one of the great loves of my life, but I don't know, maybe I'll go be a midwife. Like I really loved my midwives and
Oh.
birth. This happens to women who give who are lucky and fortunate enough to have positive birth experiences. A lot of them want to then go into like you like the first 6 months after your first birth. If you have a positive birth experience, you're like, I want to go be a birth worker. And I've heard that it's really not uncommon. I was like, maybe I'll just go do that. And then I did Cult of Love, and I was like, fuck, I love this more than anything. I can't like I have to just keep being an artist and an actor. And so when it came around to Broadway, I like wrote Second Stage an email. I wrote all the producers. I was like, I need to be in this play. I love this play so much. Doing it at Berkeley saved my life, changed my life. Like, I'm gonna be up there. And it's great. I feel so fortunate that it worked out. So there's a part of me that's like, thanking my lucky stars and like pinching myself before I go on every night. And then I have to like be a beast. And so it's just it's a funny like dual reality of like I worked really hard to make this happen and now I have to. My daughter kicking. She's getting a diaper change. She's gonna go down for her nap. Yeah, so I hope that's somewhat vaguely articulate. It's going really well. It's a dream come true and it's such hard work. So it's like this, it's both. It's just, I think, I don't know how any person doing a, any actor or artist doing a giant project, whether it be a Broadway play or a huge movie or some kind of meaningful experience, you have to navigate a lot of, you know, the work that you did to get there. And also then the work that requires to do the thing every night.
100%. So your character, what's she like? Do you like her?
I'm so in love with her. She's so cool.
Yes.
You know, I'm very grateful to make my Broadway debut with her because I play a lot of really funny, quirky characters, and I love that. Rachel Dahl in Cult of Love is funny, but she's not quirky. She's like kind of sexy and kind of moody and kind of over it.
You're describing me. Okay.
Yeah, I mean, she's, I often will be at the stage door or like meet people on the street and they'll stop me and they'll be like, Rachel is all of us. Rachel is all of us. And I'm like, I know, I feel so lucky that I get to play kind of, she's, I mean, I'm an in-law, right? At my husband's Christmas, my husband's very dysfunctional family Christmas. And I'm the only one who's really kind of speaking straight truth. There's a few of us who are kind of black sheep, but I'm lucky enough that I get to say some things that needed to be said to the family.
Are you like an audience surrogate type
Yes.
character?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. Oh,
That's so
that is so
fun.
cool. Wait, so yeah, for the uninitiated, do you mind giving a spoiler-free quick synopsis of Cult of Love?
Yes, Cult of Love takes place over like 18 hours on Christmas Eve into Christmas morning, maybe not even that long. Maybe it's like a 12-hour, who knows? But it's very brief. It's the evening of Christmas into the early morning of Christmas. And it's about four doll children who come back home to their family Christmas with their partners, respective partners, and how they kind of fall back into their roles as who they are in the lineup of children and where they're placed in the hierarchy. And all of the dysfunction and chaos that ensues. They're also very Christian. So there's an element of, you know, one of the doll children is a lesbian, and the whole family is essentially in denial about that. So when her and her wife come, her
Oh.
wife is Roberta, and Rebecca plays Evie, the doll child I'm speaking of. Yeah, the family is, it's not, it's so cringy. It's so cringe.
That's such a small space, the Hayes Theater. Can you
Oh, yeah.
feel the audience reacting to every single moment in the show?
Yes. Okay. I'm so glad you asked. The short answer is yes. The long answer is one of the coolest things ever happened. Like, we're performing on a Broadway stage, which is like, it is the smallest Broadway house. There are still 600 seats. So it's not tiny, but it is small, relatively speaking, right? I have this moment in the play where I say some stuff. And like you can kind of hear a pin drop. And two nights ago, I heard this woman, she was so shocked by what I said. I heard her mouth like smack open and I could just hear. And
Oh
I
my.
was like, it's intimate, baby. We're in an
Yes.
intimate space. And you can hear when people make like little micro gestures or sounds. They're like, and then when someone's really enjoying it, they sound like they're screaming, even though I think they're probably just like, yeah.
I mean, I'm sure people see a little bit of their own family dysfunction reflected.
Listen, there are 10 people in this play, and she, Leslie Headland, is a genius who wrote a 10-person ensemble play that basically anyone who comes to see this play, there's an everyman for them. And if not in all of us at any given moment, you can definitely follow one person. But I do think there's an element where we're all of them.
Thinking about like family dynamics, have you ever seen the movie Happiest Season? It was like a Christmas movie like a couple years ago.
Yes, I did. The outing one.
I was just about to mention
I
that scene.
hate it. It's the worst holiday movie I've ever seen, and it's a hate crime. It's a hate crime because it forces it just an out. It's just an outing movie.
It is horrible. It
Terrible.
was just on, and it was that scene at the end of the movie. I was cringing. I was like, did we all just watch this because it was the pandemic type vibe? And
We did. We even had my queer friends and I had like a watch party
a big
on
deal.
Zoom, because it was a big deal. And then at the end of it, we were like, that was really traumatizing.
Oh my God, it was. They really messed up by not having
Kristen's character go with Aubrey Plaza, who was so
Agreed.
hot and sexy and confident in that movie.
And the right person for her to be with.
100%.
But also, why did that did that movie know itself? Like I feel like the movie thought it was something else, and then actually it was doing something really violent.
Yes. Okay.
But no,
So,
that's like a Christmas family dynamic
yeah, this
movie
made me think of
too.
it because I feel like there's no better way to have some family drama than gather everyone for a holiday around a table and be faced with their own values and truths. And the idea that there's Christianity involved, it's.
Oh boy, there's so much. You guys should come see this play. It's so good. There's
Oh,
so
yeah.
much Christianity.
Yes.
You're gonna love it. It's such. It's also just like for Broadway nerds, it's delicious. The acting, I'm just gonna toot our own horn for a second. It is exquisite ensemble acting. That is the one thing. Like I've not really read any of the reviews, but my wife was like, Molly, it's just the it's great to read something where it's rare that like no almost no one is singled out. It's just uniformly excellent. Which is really cool.
Yeah.
Really cool.
Is this the same cast that did it at Berkeley?
No, there's three of us. Christopher Sears, your crush, myself, and Christopher Lowell, who's also really crushworthy.
Oh,
Oh,
yeah.
yeah.
Oh my God,
Totally.
Private Practice, Glow.
Yes,
Yeah,
that's right.
the list goes on
That's
and
right.
on. So, how much time did you all have as a cast to really form this ensemble dynamic then?
16 days.
Oh my God. I mean, I've had situationships, get as hot and heavy as that in 16 days, so I guess I understand how it can happen.
Yeah,
But
it was lamentably short, but we did it.
you all started performances like right around Thanksgiving, right? So this was in the wake of the election. Y'all
Oh
are just
yes.
wrecking.
Oh
Oh my
yes.
God.
It
Brutal.
was brutes.
Yeah. But you have Mayor Whittingham. I mean, like, what more could one ask for than Mayor?
Literally nothing. Literally, absolutely nothing. I'm obs we're all and all 9 of us are obsessed with her. I think she's gonna be relieved when this is over because she's gonna be like, God, I can just like breathe a little bit without all these friggin' fans.
Now, did you watch Grey's when she was on?
No.
Okay, she has like a famous hiccup storyline.
I have heard.
Yeah.
I've heard. What can you tell me about it?
She goes to the hospital with hiccups and then she ends up. Wait, I don't want to spoil this Grey's Anatomy
It's from
thing.
like over a decade
She
ago.
dies. It's
From
terrible.
hiccups?
From
Yeah.
hiccups. But it's like there's a more underlying condition that caused the hiccups, but she brushed it off because she just had hiccups for so long. It's crazy.
Oh, that's horrifying. I can't watch that. I love Mare too much
I
to
know.
even no. She's a national treasure. Protect Mare at all costs.
Oh, we must.
Mare will never die. Mare will never die. Not even fictionally.
No. Well, Molly, you said this has been like a dream come true for you. And we like to talk to all of our guests about when they got into the theater, the arts. We borrow a ring of keys from Fun Home because we like to maybe think you were watching something or participating in something, and this light switch went out, and you're like, huh. Oh my gosh, I relate to this. I need to be part of this. Do you feel like you had a Ring of Keys moment at some point that springboarded you into the biz?
Hundo P, I love the Ring of Keys reference.
Thank you.
It's, oh, it's so good. Yes, I was very lucky that my grandfather, who pretty much raised me, he co-founded the Strasberg Institute with Lee Strasberg, and he
Ooh.
was an acting teacher. And I learned how to read going to his acting classes. So there's never been a day in my life where I thought I wasn't going to do this, except when I fell in love with my midwives.
A different Ring of Keys moment.
A different ring of keys.
Midwifery? Isn't it
A
midwifery?
midwifery ring of keys. Yeah, no, this I've just it's always been this. It's the theater. And then to my deep surprise, I graduated Yale and then immediately booked Younger, which shocked me that then I have had this career in film and TV because I just thought I would be like a downtown theater darling and that would be it.
I totally see a downtown theater darling era for you, but we never would have had Lauren on Younger.
Oh, I know. And she's so great.
Oh, yeah.
I love that people are coming to see Cult of Love who love Younger. And I'm like, this is fun for you guys because this is a very different person.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad you're not just typecast as one thing, after that.
No. And to be honest, when I was playing Lauren, love her sincerely as I do, that was my big fear. I was also really young when I think I was like 25. So
Wow.
I was like, oh, I'm going to be typecast and I'm never going to get to, show my full range. But then it's like, it's that Billy Joel song, It's Vienna. It's like, you have to just slow down and live your life a little bit.
Can't be everything you want to be before your time.
That's right. You can't. Vienna waits for you.
Wait, so going back when you were like in these acting classes, were you like a film buff? Were you constantly watching movies, or was there any performers, actors, anybody that you were like, I want to be like them?
Oh my God, yes. I watched every YouTube video of Sutton Foster imaginable, and I wrote her fan mail when I was 14, and she wrote me back a signed headshot that said, "Follow your dreams, Molly XOXO."
And this was Millie.
This is Millie, and it's still our inside joke. She didn't know that I was on Broadway, and then she texted me just as like Mattress was closing, and she was like, "Are you here? Are you on Broadway?" And I was like, "I am." And she literally wrote, "Follow your dreams, Molly." XOXO.
Aww, that's really special.
She's
That's
amazing.
so
So cute.
unique. Do you have a voice inside of
No,
you?
I don't. I wish. I mean, okay, listen. I think I do. I just have such fear of singing. I'm like, I always was like, I'm a serious actress. I'm an actor. I'm not a singer. But it's like, no, the deepest part of me wants to be Liza Minnelli. I want to belt and wear tights as pants and act the shit out of everything.
See that for you,
I know, me
honestly.
too.
Did you do plays and stuff all through like your childhood? And then, because
Yes.
obviously you ended up at Yale
Yes.
studying, was it acting proper at Yale?
Yeah, I went to the Yale School of Drama for my
Okay.
master's. And for undergrad, I went to Skidmore College in upstate New York. And I majored in Soviet and post-Soviet studies. So you're welcome.
Wow. Now that is chic.
That's so cool. Do you feel like you got a good education in that? I asked that like totally sincerely too.
Oh my gosh. I feel like, especially
You
with
do?
what's going on in the world right now, and I lived in Russia, I studied abroad in Moscow, speak a little Russian. Yeah.
Did you watch The Americans?
Of course I did.
Incredible television.
Incredible. Incredible.
Oh,
And it's
yeah.
funny, I didn't watch it when it was on. I watched it after the fact, and I'm kind of glad I got to watch it that way because it meant that I could just eat it right up.
Same. Oh my
That's what you
God. I know
did
I spent a
too.
summer
Yeah.
just like
I
binging it with my
sometimes do
parents.
that. The only show that I've watched recently that was like live was Succession.
Oh,
Yeah.
yeah. Well, you had to.
I did, but that's very unlike me. I watched Game of Thrones fully 3 years after it was over. I really like it. I like to watch things in my own time. And I really don't like hype.
Okay,
That's
I
fair.
totally get that. I do that too, and I binge things later, and then I'm texting my friends about it, and they're all over it by then. They're like, "Oh yeah, that storyline I totally forgot about," and I'm like, "No, but you must know. It gagged me.
See,
Watch
I text, yes, but I text with my friends who are like, "Oh my God, I forgot about that." Yes, that's cool. Or they're like,
Aww.
just you wait. Wait until you
Oh,
see what comes next." And I'm like,
the power in that you know
I
something,
think
they
it's
know
fun.
something.
Yeah.
Yeah, oh, it's so fun.
Yeah.
I'm suddenly thinking about HBO or sorry, forgive me, Max series that I think
You're forgiven.
you would thrive on, and it would be I Want to See You on White Lotus. It's
Oh my
so
God, are you kidding? I've been knocking on their door since season one, like a lunatic. So
Understandable.
good. That's a hard ticket to get, my baby. That is a hard ticket. I'm like, just see me because it's gonna be okay.
Yeah.
Thank goodness they're gonna go for like the next 20 years.
Ever.
So
Yeah. And I love the format too, that it's a new cast, that it's what? It's anthology, kind of? Is
anthology, I
that?
would say.
Yeah.
With one
Yeah.
crossover character, typically.
There's always a crossover, which is very cool. Yeah, I'm so excited.
Now, we gotta talk about Younger a little bit, but I'm suddenly remembering, wasn't there supposed to be a Younger spinoff?
Yes.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Kelsey?
Yeah. They wanted to do a Kelsey Lauren spinoff, and it did not pan out because Hillary at the time wanted to do the Lizzie McGuire. And
Oh,
we
right.
and it just felt like for Younger to immediately end and then do a spinoff felt kind of crazy.
Yeah, that's fair. They got to do like the Elsbeth treatment with like the Kings on CBS. Wait a
Yeah.
couple years.
Yeah, maybe it might, I mean, who knows? Things can always come back. And I think in fact, it would be better to come back in a post Emily in Paris world, you know?
Totally, totally. I always tell people if you like Emily in Paris, you will also like Younger.
Yeah, it's all the same writers,
Yeah. Oh.
same directors, same writers. It's the same creative crew. It's same directors. It's like it's the same team.
The fashions are still wild and fun,
Yeah.
you know, the
Yeah.
love triangles and everything. It's so great. I really feel like Younger was such a delicious
feat of television. I mean, it was one of those where like one episode would, we would save them up to like
Yeah.
binge them because you just can't get enough. It was such a great show. It was so fun. And I feel like the stuff that your character got to do was sort of at the heart of the fun a lot of the time.
I agree. I know. She was so fun. God, that was such a fun part of my life.
What were some of your favorite storylines that you can remember, Lauren, getting
I
to know?
loved the hot mitzvah. That was
Oh.
so funny. And that's a deep cut, too. That's like season one.
I remember that though.
Something I love, just as an inside joke, is that I was always, Lauren was always kind of dressed as a bird. I was like always wearing some kind of feathery. If it wasn't a feather dress, I had like a feather shoe on or some kind of feather poof accessory, which is just anytime Lauren went to a party, she was feathered out. I loved this episode where like I tried to start my own PR firm.
Yeah.
Think it's in the last season or no, season six. I'm like sleeping, standing straight up like a horse in a closet at some like club because I can't afford rent because I've started my company.
Oh, but I do remember that. I do, yeah.
Didn't Lauren live with Kelsey at one point?
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Did we ever see her bedroom? I'm trying to remember like that set. We
Yes,
did. Okay.
we did.
Okay.
Yes, because I had a sex dream about, oh yes, no, that's when when she dates Max, right?
Is that the Ben Rappaport role?
Yeah.
Okay.
We
We
love
love
him.
him.
He
He's our,
don't, yeah.
yeah, him and his wife have both been on our podcast. Love
Oh,
them.
they're so sweet. I
Oh
love
my
them
God.
too.
Love, 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 love. Yeah, Younger was so great. Did you know Hillary before doing that show?
No, we met and just totally friend fell in love. And we're kind of like the odd couple a little bit.
I saw she came to opening night.
She did. She like took a red eye with her son Luca and got in at like 6 a.m. on Thursday, came to the premiere, left at 6 a.m. on
Oh
Friday.
my
She's
goodness.
the best friend in the world. I am so lucky. She's so, she just, she's, I mean, I jokingly, I was like, you're such a good mom. And she was like, I know. Yeah. Because I was like, I shouldn't, sometimes she parents me and I just felt, it felt like this beautiful mix of a gesture of parental and also just like the best friend I could possibly ask for.
That's so
I had
sweet.
read that you she'd given some like key advice to you at various points, like early on
Oh, yeah.
and stuff.
Oh,
So
yeah.
special that you were able to not only have like that sort of big sister mentor type ship relationship, but also truly best friends. I mean, the chemistry between the two of you, it was so evident as a viewer.
I know we always talk about what is the thing we want to do that's not, that's outside of like Lauren, that's not younger derivative, a vehicle for the two of us to just kind of thrive. We think about it all the time. Like what's a good show for us that's not Kelsey and Lauren.
Yeah. Like a Thelma and Louise dynamic is could be fun.
Take me there.
Oh, that'd be so good.
She's the most fun to work with. It's like, you have, sometimes you have to be careful working with your friends, but it's just absolutely easy and like joyful and wonderful. It's so great.
Were you a Lizzie McGuire fan?
I did watch Lizzie McGuire. I wasn't like I didn't have like any of the Lizzie McGuire stuff. Because I
Yeah,
feel like there's a
yeah.
whole like
Limited to, I think.
I wasn't like diehard in that. I was more of a Titanic girl. I had a lot of Titanic paraphernalia. But I love Lizzie McGuire. Are you kidding? It was so fun. And I think because Hill and I are the same age, I think it's like Lizzie McGuire and Harry Potter are all 36.
Oh, that is really cool. Fun,
That
fun.
wild? It's like the same. They were 11 when I was, I remember being 11 and being like, you know when the world revolves around you when you're a kid, when you're 11, and you're like, oh, this is just, this person's 11 because I'm 11, and so that's what it's supposed to be.
Yeah. Yes.
I really remember. I remember that very vividly, reading Harry Potter and then also being like, oh, and Lizzie's also 11.
So we're just below you because when the Harry Potter movies were coming out, we were the same year as them. Like we were,
Oh,
they were
yeah.
first grade was when they were having their first year or whatever it was, third year.
Oh,
So I get the feeling. I know the feeling. And then they started
yeah.
taking longer to come out. So then we were like, oh,
Right.
yeah.
But the books came out, I mean, one a year.
Yeah.
I don't know what kind of, obviously she's a sick turf, but
Yeah. Right.
I don't know what kind of wizardry she was working with to just put those out like that. That was crazy.
I know. Are you much of a reader?
Oh, I love to read.
Ooh, I wish I was better about like actually sitting down to focus on a book, but I love to read when I can actually get into it.
Yeah, I mean, I tend to have I have a few authors that if they put a book out, I'll read it every time. Otherwise, my other best friend, Kate Atwell, who I went to Yale with, she's a playwright. She lives in London. She's my book rec queen. She tells me what to read. I read it. I love it. I'm always happy about it.
Who are some of the authors? I know I'm that way with Sally Rooney in
Yes,
particular.
right. I always do the hardcover. I'm a Sally Rooney girl too. I love Jonathan Franzen. I know he's not, I know sometimes we struggle with him as a society, but I really, really love his fiction. I love Ally Smith. Do you know Ally Smith?
No, I have to look it up. We went to college with Ally Smith.
I feel like I need to, if I saw book covers, I'd know.
Yeah, I'm just grabbing it. This woman is British.
Say less. Connor and I are huge Anglophiles, so.
Oh, okay, you'll love her. And she's queer, and she writes
Ooh.
really amazing.
Ooh.
A lot of it is fiction. This one, Artful, that I'm showing you, is part memoir, part essay
Ooh, I
fiction.
like that
It's
kind of stuff.
very, very, very beautiful. She's an amazing author, and that's a Kate Atwell special. She
Okay.
was like, she t totally turned me on to Ally Smith.
I know Kate Atwell. Does she have, has she, any of her works been produced like in New York?
She does workshops a lot. She just had a really big play at ACT in San Francisco called Big Data.
Ooh.
She's done plays at Yale Rep. Yeah, she's amazing.
You Yaleys, there was something in the water. And we mentioned Michael and Patrick,
Love them. Oh yeah, but
geniuses.
that was before we started recording.
Yeah, oh yeah.
Love them. Love
I
them.
love them. They are the future of the American theater. They're going to single-handedly save us. They literally are. Sorry to put that on them, but they're up for it.
Totally. Well, listen, you're in Cults of Love through, is it like early February, something like that?
February
I
2nd,
think.
we've got a hard out.
Yep, that's true. There's another tenant coming in. So everyone needs to get their tickets. I know that Second Stage has amazing initiatives to get people into the theater. So everyone needs to do this. It sounds like it's also perfect timing with the holidays right now.
Oh my God, come be traumatized, then go to your family. You're gonna love it.
Yeah, exactly.
Well,
Exactly.
before we say goodbye, we always end with a dose of drama. And you've given us so much today, Molly, but we're all going to share something that's on our minds. It could be that thing we've been binge watching, that book we've been reading, that event we attended, or life thought that came across us while we were getting a bagel this morning. It could be truly anything. And I started to say mine earlier, but I am very dramatic about these like blockbuster movies that take up all the screen times at the local
Sure.
cinemas. I want to go see Queer. I want to go see The Last Showgirl starring Pamela Anderson. And, you know, back here in Cleveland, this is tough. This is tough. I can't find any screen times that are working for me that aren't, you know, Moana 2, Sonic the Hedgehog. God love it, but Wicked, you
Well,
know.
you told me that Queer is playing here, but
Yeah.
it's like 10:30 at night or
I
something like
know.
that. Yeah. We
That's
can't do
late.
that. We can't do that.
That's too late. That's way too late. That's sleeping
It's
time.
after 20 minutes of trailers and then it finally starts and it's long. Are you a Luca Guadagnino fan, Molly?
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. I loved Challengers. I cannot watch Bones and All though.
No, you don't ever see any, I will say, you don't ever see any cannibalism.
You feel
Okay.
it because he really immerses us into his world. So you feel the cannibalism. I know. I
It's
know.
tricky. It's tricky watch, but
Challengers, oh good.
I loved Challengers.
Oh, obsessed. The music. I think the music has a good shot at like Oscars potential.
I know. I love that it's on all these fancy lists. I wasn't expecting it to because it's also kind of a sweet little movie and kind of like pulpy. Like it's not,
Yeah.
I think Luca, how do you say his last name?
I say Guadagnino.
Guadagnino. I see I don't have the time. I can't even read his whole last name because my
Luca
toddler's like
G.
Luca G.
Yeah,
He's such an interesting, beautiful filmmaker.
definitely
100%.
check out Queer if it's showing.
I really want to see Queer. I really, really want to see Queer.
For sure. But anyway,
I
I want
intend to.
more show
Yeah.
times for non-blockbuster type films. But anyway.
Oh, please.
Yeah,
Oh yeah.
yeah. My dose of drama. We were talking about Mayor Winningham, and I'm thinking about, I think I was one of the few and mighty fans of Girl from the North Country who absolutely loved this musical. It was
Oh.
Bob Dylan's music set to like this Americana storyline. And I saw the trailer for A Complete Unknown, which is the new Timothée Chalamet Bob Dylan movie.
Of course, of
And that
course.
song played in the trailer. And I was reminded of Mayer's rickrolling vocals during the Broadway performance of Girl from the North Country. And I need everyone to go and listen and give it a whirl. It's the beautiful combination of acting and passion and vocals all at the same time. It's fabulous.
She's incredible. You know, she sings in Cult of Love too.
Oh my God. Well, now I'm definitely buying a
We're
ticket.
coming.
Get your butts in those seats now.
Do you sing in Cult
Okay.
of Love? I know you say you do.
Yeah, we all sing.
You
We all
also.
sing. Yes. Actually, yeah, it's been really like healing and fun to sing because now I'm like, oh, maybe I will like take singing lessons and try to not be so afraid of singing in public now that I'm singing in front of Broadway audiences every night.
Oh, do you sing for your baby?
Every night.
Is there a
Yes.
classic tune or do you switch it up?
Oh, we've got the classics. We do Twinkle Twinkle. Okay.
Oh.
We do Old MacDonald.
Oh yeah.
And She Loves a Landslide.
Oh, you're gonna make me
Stunning.
cry. That's amazing.
Stunning. She loves it. And we do like to close sometimes with a Pink Pony Club.
Oh. Wow. I know this baby is being
Great closer.
raised right. Being raised right. Wow.
Yes, yes, she is.
Well, Molly, do you have, I like Connor mentioned, you've given us a lot today, but do you have a dose of drama, anything on your mind you want to take the list
Yeah,
home with?
it's just quick and easy. Why was my matcha this morning $7? And then what? You give a dollar tip, so it's or more. And then so
You have
you
to.
oh, it was also the it was tiny. It was the size of like not an espresso, but like a flat white. Like it couldn't have been in a smaller cup. And I was like, "Ooh, boy, what are we doing here?"
Maybe that's the
And
what they
then,
think, like that's all you need, because it is a lot of caffeine, right? Like it or it's like addiction.
yes.
Yeah, I don't
Yeah.
know.
Well, I mean, I love matcha. And I mean, I usually make my own, but I make my own at home because it's so dang expensive out in the world. But it's got to be because of rent. Like the problem is not the matcha and it's not the coffee shop. It's that the coffee shop is paying rent to, like, we were in Brooklyn Heights this morning. And
Okay.
so anyways, my wife and I think we just got into this whole like, what is happening, this late capitalist hellhole that we're living
Yeah, I was
in,
gonna say
where
that's
like,
capitalism. Yeah.
yeah, my morning tea is $8. So that's my dose of drama.
Did you at least take a picture of the matcha? I mean, I feel like one must if it's in a cute little.
No, drank it right up. Listen, listen, I got this baby.
Yeah.
She's, if I'm taking pictures of anything, it's of her sharp fang teeth that are coming in.
Oh.
And the cute half moon eyes. Like I've got,
Oh.
listen, before having the baby, I loved my dogs. I would take pictures of my food. I was like out in the world, wearing clothes, wearing makeup, brushing my hair. No. Those things are quiet luxuries that have just left.
But it's all worth it. If
Oh
with
my
you,
God, it's she's
beautiful.
the best. It's like I'm much happier on this side of the tracks than I am on the other side.
Wait, really quick, I forgot to tell you, Chris Lowell, your castmate, when he was on the ABC spinoff of Grey's Anatomy, Private Practice, his character became a midwife.
Oh yeah.
So you've got to ask him about his midwifery
What? I've
experiences.
never talked to Lowell about that.
Oh yeah.
That's
Oh yeah.
true. Connor, I can't believe you
And that
remember that.
Lowell was a male midwife. I didn't even know midwives could be.
Groundbreaking.
It was
Mid-husband, perhaps.
huge.
Mid-husband.
A mid-husband.
Mid-husband. And Audra McDonald was on that show with him too.
What? Do I need to watch Private
I'm
Practice?
Is wait, really quick before we wrap up, is doula the same thing as midwife?
Nori.
Okay.
Doula is a birthing like partner. It's the birthing advocate for the person, the birthing person, and the birthing person's family.
Okay.
A midwife is basically an OBGYN who is not a doctor. I really love that my birth felt really punk rock because there was no doctors present, just my witchy
Ooh.
midwives, my perfect, beautiful witchy midwives. But they're the people who believe that like birth is not a medical, pregnancy is not a medical condition. It's just giving birth. And so there are these people who are practiced in prenatal care and delivering babies. They're heroes. They're like, I think they're the true anarchists of the medical like industrial complex.
Call the midwife. Isn't
Call them.
that
Of course it is.
a Oh my God,
Of
Molly, thank
course.
you so much for everything you've given us today. It's been such a delight getting to chat with you. Post your, what'd you call it? Your bi sleep. Is that biphagic?
Biphagic. Listen, I am both bisexual and a biphagic sleeper now, so I'm
Oh,
just.
you're a damn comedian, is what you are. that's.
Thank you so much for chatting with us. Where can everybody find
Thank
you
you.
online?
Oh, I have an Instagram. You can search my name, but my handle is Bali Mernard, which is my first letter of my first name and last name inverted.
Well, everyone's going to be following you there. They're going to be getting their tickets to Cult of Love through February 2nd. Going to
Yay!
be following us online. We're at the Drama Podcast. I'm at Dylan McDowell. Connor's at Connor McDowell. Thank you again, Molly. We really, really appreciate it. And Connor, I will see you next time. Drama!
Drama!